The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
One, two, three.
Up in the hills of Northern California, we believe America is the home of the brave. What we got is earned by working it and handed out for free. We stand for the flag and pledge our allegiance for the last of a dying breed. Last of a dying breed. Politicians in the big old cities are running everything. Our way of life may be simple and it's not for everyone. It's a state of mind, it's a state of change, it's a state of Jefferson. Sing it with me one time now. State of Jefferson. State number 51. We believe in freedom, we believe in God and guns. We believe in working hard till the working day is done. Teach your children to follow their hearts, lead them right from wrong. One day this will be their land, and this will be their song, yeah.
Yeah.
Good morning, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, are we?
Yes, we are. Cripple Creek Band. Brand new Jefferson song. The video is really cool. We saw it. You've seen it, right, Wynn?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So another group doing a song about Jefferson. Hmm. You know, they haven't done one like New California.
Yeah, it doesn't roll off your tongue.
It doesn't quite roll off your tongue.
Yeah, just you roll downhill.
Hey, buddy. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well.
Good.
It's what day is it? Today is Super Bowl Sunday.
Why, it's Christmas Day. Oh, I'm back on Christmas Carol. It's Christmas Day, sir. Do you know the big turkey? The one as big as me? Good grief.
I think it was a Christmas goose.
Christmas goose?
Oh, it wasn't. Ashley. Always correcting me.
That's what I'm here for.
Well, we are the State of Jefferson, State of Mind, M-I-N-E, because it's ours. I'm here with my good friend, Wynn Carpenter.
Ours and yours and all of ours.
All of ours.
Mm-hmm. If you're a Jeffersonian, it's yours.
I do have to say, last night, we went to see a play over at Riverfront. It's Robin Hood. My son had acted there years ago, and they did a comedy years ago called Bad Day at Gulfer Gulch, and it was pretty funny. But that Robin Hood play at Riverfront, you have got to see it. It is hilarious.
Okay.
They are so good. Even the people... everybody in that cast was just, they did a great job. I mean, it's one of the best I've seen. I wouldn't mind going to see it again, but it was a lot of fun, and it was a great play. Anyway, my good friend, what do we have there? It looks like you got some notes right there in front of you.
For later.
For later?
For later.
Later. Okay. Yeah. For later, because we do have Kevin Kiley coming in, don't we?
Yeah. Well, you know, there are a couple things we could talk about. Like, you know, tomorrow night, 6 p.m., we're having a meeting.
We are at 2570 Bonnie View Road, South Bonnie View Road.
Yep, South Bonnie View Road. You're in Reading. So if you're in the neighborhood, stop by 6 o'clock and hang out with some patriots and people that are wanting to salvage our liberty.
Yes, and Kevin Kiley will be our speaker. He'll be there. Kevin Kiley is an assemblyman. He is going to be running for the Senate vacancy in District 1. That was vacated by Ted Gaines when he went to work for the Board of Equalization to yet again make more money off the people in the state. But we won't talk about
just
that.
Just saying.
Yeah. Anyway, Kevin Hales from El Dorado, and a very astute young man, has done a nice job in the assembly. He'll be on at 8:30, so we want to encourage you.
How about 9:30?
Oh, did I say 8:30?
Yes, you did.
I did.
I got him.
It's 9:30.
Ashley and I are playing.
Okay, that's two corrections this morning. All right, two. You're ganging up on me. If you want to call in, it's 530-605-4567, 530-605-4567. So we're looking forward to that. Kevin should be calling in about 8:30. We are pretty excited about what's going to be happening in Tuolumne County on the 16th at the Elks Lodge.
Yeah.
We'll be having an event for the Second Amendment. Mark Baird will be speaking there.
With a bunch of good patriots from the South.
Absolutely. So it should be a great time there.
All right. Hey, I just wanted to remind everybody, first-time listeners and others, just as a general reminder, we still are in court. We are going through the process of the legal actions that we have to take that we have no choice on. So we're going to still be in court. So with that, we are asking for donations, as usual. So I just want to do a general reminder. Donations can be paid to SOJ Formation or State of Jefferson or whatever you want to put on the check. And they can be sent to P.O. Box 751, Palo Cedro 96073. Can also be paid for Jefferson on PayPal and on GoFundMe in State of Jefferson format there. So there are different options and ways to pay it. You can also pay it into PECAN, P-E-C-A-N. And then when you do that, it can go to the same address, P.O. Box 751 Palo Cedro. If you write PECAN, it's tax deductible. And then you want to write it in the memo on your check, write State of Jefferson. Or if you want to donate to the Second Amendment cause, then you can write 2A or Second Amendment or what have you. But both those options are tax deductible because it goes to PECAN. They are the 501c3 that we use for paying the bills on those two entities. So there are different options that you can pay and donate in and make it work and be part of the Patriot group here throughout the territory of Jefferson. So those are just little tidbits I wanted to share with you. And just another thing, talking about 2A, there's a great governor in South Dakota, Kristi Noem. She was sworn into office earlier in January, and then she just signed into law concealed carry without a permit.
Oh.
You got to give her a high five. She did that on Thursday. On Thursday. So this young lady decided to be a patriot, and she is a patriot, but she is signed in for her state, signed in to law, concealed carry without a permit. And a quote from her is, "It's special for me to be signing a bill into law that protects our Second Amendment right." And God bless Governor Kristi Noem, N-O-E-M, K-R-I-S-T-I. You can Google her. Seems like she's on the right path. Let's give her kudos and high praises. There you go.
Oh, man. You know, you talk about great patriots. There's a gentleman named Dennis Moiser. And this guy, you know, he's one of those people that are sort of like the under-rower of a Roman barge. And I know that Paul says in the Bible that you don't get anywhere without the under-rowers.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you stop and think about a gentleman like this, Dennis is he's a little long in the tooth. But what a wonderful man. He's given us a fantastic donation. He's helped where he can. He listens to the radio program when he can. In fact, I think he listens to us every week. But he gets in there. He talks to his friends, and it's a person that maybe is a little bit older, who maybe has a few health issues that is in there fighting the fight and standing up for America and standing up for his grandkids and his kids and his country. And I hear of people who really are out there and they don't, we have this going. I had a guy tell me the other day, we were talking, I was gassing up and he pulls up and I was wearing a Jefferson shirt and we started to talk. And, it's like, I really should probably come to meetings or something, but, I get so busy. It's hard to have the time. Well, folks, we need to make time. You make time for liberty. It isn't something you're going to have time for. Anyway, hats off to you, Dennis. There'll be more on the donation that he gave us and some other things that gentleman's done and is doing. But shout out to him. He's a hero. Anyway, with that, we're getting the high sign here, and I think that we're going to go off to our first break before our people start calling in. So remember, you can call in to 605-4567, 605-4567, area code 530, Jefferson State of Mind. Time has come.
For 51.
Across his land, me and you.
We'll end up hand in hand somewhere down on the sand, just me and you. Just as free.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
We'll drive until the city lights dissolve into a country sky, just me and you.
I get a picture in my mind as I listen to this song. As I'm riding along.
Are you soaring on the clouds?
Yes, I'm soaring. I'm riding along with my beautiful bride. Oh, around 1978 on a horse through the plains of Utah. As I'm riding along, the horse bucks me.
And keeps on going with the valley.
My nephew behind me, who's much younger and a much better rider, looks at me and says, "Uncle Terry, what are you doing down there?" Okay, well, anyway, just a beautiful, and Sally's riding along, just laughing. You know. Come on, Buzz.
It's like, Buzzard, what are you doing on the ground?
Oi.
Well, what's up?
Well, you know, I think that we have to start looking at people, you know, wanting to get engaged and do something. One thing you certainly can do is, you know, if you're wearing a Jefferson hat, a Jefferson button, a Jefferson pin, a Jefferson shirt, whatever the case may be, to start that dialogue, have a brochure with you. But spread the word, and this is through all the counties. You know, it's something we have to really start doing to get behind this. We need to get off the couch. And there's one guy who got everybody off the couch and usually gets everybody on their feet with an applause when he's done speaking, and that's Mark Baird, which we have on the line right now. How you doing, Kemosabe?
Good morning, Mark.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
So far, so good. How about you?
Every day is just a joy for me. I'm out here living the dream.
Well, we're above ground. That's all we can ask for, right?
Amen, brother.
Hey, quick question. We're going to be having a guest here pretty soon, and, you know, being in the say, California swamp is where he's reside. You know, where he's working. Before we get there, I just wanted to check with you on the Second Amendment case that we have going. So where are we at with that right now? We've been asked, and I want to make sure that, you know, they you're able to respond to that and tell people where we're headed and what's going to be happening with it.
Yeah, I'm expecting a first draft of the complaint tomorrow or the next day. Go through it, check it out, get it filed. So I think we're going to get this filed pretty quickly. The first filing will probably be electronic. After that, there'll be motions of opposition, and then motions of opposition to the motion of opposition, and then a hearing. But because of the nature of the complaint, it's going to be a fairly quick process. We're asking for an emergency order, which by nature is calendared relatively quickly for court. You know, of course, you don't know what the timeline is because the people of the United States can't make courts do anything, and we can't force the courts to issue justice. So, you know, we all know that from the CFR case, but just like I say, typically these types of actions go relatively quickly. So I'm very hopeful within the next 30 days we'll know something concrete. And
okay.
I'm pray that it's a win for us, because without the Second Amendment, we have no way of protecting the rest of them. And you all live in California. You know what it's like here. They're stripping our liberties. We've allowed it. It's our own fault. We are the only ones that can do something about it. And when your guest comes on, I urge everybody, ask the tough questions. When are Republicans going to step out from under the apple tree into the bright light of day and realize that if they don't start fighting, if they don't take a different direction, not only is that party lost, it's pretty much already lost in California, but our liberty is lost. We need to start fighting for that. We need to stop. We need to not take no for an answer. We need to demand liberty. We need to stand up for it. We need to show up for it. We need to start doing something about it. And to, I don't accept the argument that is put forward by most of the establishment Republicans in this state. Well, I'm only one guy. I always vote against these things, but what can I do? I keep on swinging. I'm reaching across the aisle. I'm going to bat for you every day, even though I strike out and I've never made it to first base. I'm going to bat for you every day. And what more can you ask of one guy? And, you know, I don't accept that. I think we are the people that created government to serve us and to protect our liberty. And that government has failed in its responsibility. It is therefore, under the California Constitution, Article 2, Section 1, and the United States Declaration of Independence, it is our right, the people's right, our responsibility, the people's responsibility, to alter, reform, and failing that, abolish that form of government and institute a government that is more friendly to the cause of liberty and to the rights of the people who formed the government to serve them. And as a sovereign citizen of the state of California, I refuse to yield my sovereignty to those who would take my liberty away from me. I will not submit. And I suggest that people start asking Republicans tough questions. And if they can't answer those questions, then it is time for the people of this state to form a party that will answer those questions.
Well, I think that everything you said certainly holds water. You know, and one of the things about the Republicans is that their platform seems to be a platform that most people would go for. And most clear-thinking, clear-minded people would agree with the fact that we need to follow the Constitution. You know, we need to have freedom plus morality and accountability to what we do. We need to have smaller government. And all those great things that they talk about, you know, and then they get into office and they don't do what they say. That's the problem, is that most Republicans that are in office aren't following the line. The other thing is, too, it doesn't seem like they really get together. In other words, I know that Tim Donnelly is a good example of that. Here's a guy that went out there, and he tried to fight the good fight, but he was an army of one. And, you know, these guys have to form a coalition, get together, stand arm in arm. I mean, even with the governor's race, you had someone like Jim Nielsen going for Cox, and then you have James Gallagher going for Travis Allen, and all of a sudden you've got, you know, guys, I mean, let's unite. That's been the thing that they should be doing. But I agree with you. Maybe time has come to have a third party in California.
Wouldn't hurt.
Well, look, if you won't answer the question, if you won't do what needs to be done, then it is time for the people to step up and do it for themselves. That's all I'm saying. Without liberty, you don't have anything. You're not going to be allowed to keep your own money. I mean, the state of California already tells you where you can go, when you can go there, how much you can go there, how much it's going to cost you to go there, when you breathe, what kind of car you can drive. They're telling you what kind of energy you can use, whether you can have a straw or not, whether you can have a straw, really. I mean, they're telling you every single thing. You know, when I read George Orwell's 1984, I laughed. I thought, well, there's no way there would be such a thing as thought crime. In other words, it would be a crime to not think like the government wants you to think. I never thought there would be such a thing as face crime. If you make a gesture with your face like the Covington High School kids did in Washington, D.C., you can literally be convicted in the media for a certain facial expression, and that was called face crime in George Orwell's book, and that's here. The Democratic Party has instituted every horrible process from infanticide, the murder of the unborn, to opening the southern border to every criminal alien that wants to come here and then paying for their life on the taxpayers' nickel once they get here in violation of federal law and the laws of common sense. So every crime you can imagine that was created in books that were literally science fiction that no one thought would ever be true are true today in California. And if we don't fight that, then we're fools and we deserve whatever happens to us. And I would like to see a candidate who would address that and not beat around the bush.
Yeah, I think that's very true. You know, and a lot of people say, well, the media doesn't cover it. But you know what? Really and truly, when you take what President Trump did, he went right to the people, and he's still going to the people. You know, and for the life of me, I don't know why some of the folks we have in Sacramento don't do that. Or maybe I do know why. But the point is that
they like where the money's coming from.
They like where the money's coming from.
It's all about the money, power, access, whatever.
It's horrible. And, you know, the thing is that, well, I don't want to change anything. I mean, you know, the last candidate we had come in last week was saying that, oh, you know, gosh, you know, we don't want to have the, we don't want to, you know, the state of Jefferson, we don't really, you know, need to really change anything, you know, but don't ask me to do anything because I'm only one guy. Oh, okay. Well, let's get this straight now. You're an assemblyman, which is now 19 out of 80, and we have 11 senators on the Republican side out of 40. We can't do anything. We're ineffectual. We really can't do anything, but vote for us because we'll fight for you. Well, do you fight for us or do you just... Are you just ineffectual?
How about being productive?
Yeah, productive.
I mean, yeah, it's one thing to fight, but it's another to be productive and to actually make noise and get things happening. They could all...
Hey, look, tyranny never corrects itself. Dictators never stop and say, oops, sorry, here's all your stuff back. It doesn't happen that way.
Right.
It has to, that change has to come from below, and most of these guys are part of the political system they grew up in. You almost can't even blame them. I mean, they're nothing more than dogs that have been trained by the right master, and they're well-trained. They know what to say. They know what to think. They know how to act. I'm swinging for you. I'm out there every day fighting the good fight, even though I never win it, and I don't have any idea how to win it. I'm not trying to do anything to win it, but I'm fighting the good fight. And, gosh, folks, don't blame me if things get worse and worse. Vote for more Republicans so that they won't get worse and worse anymore. And I say vote for conservatives. Don't get me wrong, because that's our only hope. But we need to do something dynamic and drastic because just sitting there fighting the good fight has not gone well for us. So it's either do something different that might work or keep on doing the same thing and hope for a different result next time.
Well, that's the thing. They have to step outside the box, think outside the box, and operate outside the box. If they don't do that, then it's going to be the same old garbage day in and day out. So
well, that's what the state of Jefferson represents.
Exactly.
Thinking outside the box so that the liberty-loving people of the North State can get outside the box. And the box is filled with rocks, and it's made out of cardboard, and it's sitting in the middle of the ocean about to go down with all hands on board, the debt ship of California, with your liberty and your money about to go crashing for the bottom, and we want off the boat.
That's right.
And the people that truly want their freedom back and control of their own fate and their own destiny and their own money and to be in charge of their own property and their own futures want that with us. So I'm looking for a candidate that will put that bill in the hopper and stand on the steps of Sacramento and scream about the liars, cheats, and thieves in that building every single day until finally people wake up and help us find liberty.
Well, it's garbage in, garbage out. I mean, that's what you're going to get every single day. So, you're absolutely right. We need somebody or some buddies that are going to be doing that, stepping up, doing the right thing, and operate morally and ethically as well as they go through the process.
Amen to that. All right. Well, you guys, thank you for the show, and can't wait to hear what Mr. Kiley has to say, and hopefully he's that guy. Maybe he is. Let's see.
Yeah. Well, we've got some candidates that we can choose from, so hopefully we will be asking those questions of all of them and see where it goes from there.
Yeah, and
my first question would be, have you ever read the Constitution you swore an oath to support and defend?
There you go.
And well, especially the California Constitution. You want to be a senator? You want to swear to uphold the California Constitution? Have you ever even read Article 1 or Article 2? I mean, those would be my first questions. Have you ever read the preamble? Because that's the reason California exists, to defend our liberty.
Well, if you want to stay on the line, you can ask those questions yourself. If you want to stay on through the break and stay on for a couple of minutes, and that'd be a great question to start it off with. So anyway, with that, we're going to go off to our next break.
Okay.
And time has come.
For 51.
Turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
This Christmas, give the gift of down-home comfort food and treat yourself as well. Buy $25 in gift cards from Black Bear Diner and get $5 in Bear Bucks for your own post-holiday meal. Gift cards are the perfect gift. What better way to send your love than a cozy home-style experience? Stop by Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive. Open Christmas and New Year's. Don't forget, you can enjoy your favorite comfort food at home. Order online at blackbeardiner.com, pick up, or have it delivered.
Black Bear Diner.
Back at it. Bright-eyed, bushy-tailed still, wondering what we're doing most of the time. But we have good team in place helping us out, keeping things going. We're all working in tandem to do what we need to do for fight as fighting for liberty, and just want to make sure that we're all working toward that end. Now, Mark, are you still there, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now we have another caller on the line, Mr. Kevin Kiley. Kevin, good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. Doing very well. How are you?
Good, good. Now you can hear me. Can you hear Mark?
I can hear you. Let's see. Mark?
Yeah, Mark, you there? Kevin, can you hear him?
I can hear you, Kevin. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear Mark.
All right, good. Our phone system is antiquated at best, and sometimes we have some serious issues. So just want to make sure that we're all able to communicate and get things going. Well, I just want to welcome Kevin to the Jefferson State of Mind radio show and give you an opportunity to let us know about yourself and answer some questions and whatnot for our listeners throughout the territory of Jefferson, which District 1 is a representative of. So I just wanted to start off with a few things and want to get into it really quickly. So you're a resident and a native of the District 6 area, like out of El Dorado. Is that correct?
Foster County, yeah.
Placer County, yes, okay. And so then you went on to school. You went on to Harvard to get your bachelor's. Then you got your law degree at Yale and a master's in secondary education from Loyola Marymount. And you're an adjunct professor at McGeorge School of Law. And you co-own and operate a cattle company. And my question is, why do you want to go into politics other than you have some good training there with being in the law part of it? But why do you want to go into politics, or why are you serving in politics?
Well, that's a good question, and some might argue that it's almost crazy given the current state of California politics. But to be honest with you, I think that it's precisely because our state has gone so far down the wrong path and has deviated so far from the values that that we here in the North State really hold dear and that are so central to our communities, that I felt compelled to get involved to try to do my part to turn things around, because I, had the good fortune to grow up in some wonderful communities, grow up with supportive communities, to go to great schools. And I see more and more throughout California that those opportunities are disappearing for people, and a lot of it is directly attributable to the failed policies we've had from Sacramento, from a very overbearing and misguided state government. So I felt compelled to run for the Assembly and now to run for the State Senate to try to be part of moving the state in a different direction.
Okay, now I want to hit this up real quick because some of our listeners may not know, but you represent District 6, which is Placer, Sacramento, El Dorado counties, and the cities of Lincoln, Rockland, Roseville, and Folsom. Is that correct?
Yeah, and a few others.
And
a few other areas. Yep.
Okay. So I just want to make sure so everybody gets an idea of where you're currently sitting, the representation that you currently cover, just so they have an idea. Okay, and you've been there since 2016. Is that correct?
Yes, I was elected in 2016 first. That was my first time running for office, so I've been in politics now just about 2 years.
Okay. And what do you think?
Well, it is certainly an uphill battle right now. I mean, I've actually been able to get some good things done in my first term, despite the numerical lopsidedness, let's say, of the legislature, and have managed to get some bills passed and signed into law. And have also been successful in stopping some really bad bills from becoming law, or at least trying to amend them so that they're not quite as damaging. But, in general, this last session of the legislature was perhaps the most damaging that we've ever seen in terms of the sheer scale of legislation that runs against conservative interests and conservative values. This was enabled by the supermajority that the Democrats have right now in the legislature that enabled them to pass the sanctuary state bill, to pass the cap and trade program, to pass the gas tax, to pass bill after bill that flips the Second Amendment on its head by being more lenient for dangerous criminals while going after and targeting law-abiding citizens who are just trying to exercise their Second Amendment rights and keep their families safe. So it's certainly been a interesting time to be involved, and especially with this last election when we've seen the Republican Party lose five more seats. It's now a 61-19 split in the Assembly, I think that our party desperately needs some new leadership, because I think that while the Democrats have had damaging policies, we haven't been without blame, those of us in Sacramento, the politicians, because the Republican Party, especially in the Assembly, has had absolutely no agenda, has not stood up and fought, hasn't had any real leadership. And as a result, you know, we continue to lose seats and continue to see the state have to suffer through very damaging policies imposed by the majority.
Mark, do you have a question for Kevin?
Well, I have lots of questions, but, you know, we don't have a lot of time, and I want to give Mr. Kiley the time to talk about his platform and his position and his run for state senate. But I'd just like to make a comment. We have a pretty educated bunch up here, and when you come up to speak, one of the questions you're going to get, and I'm curious about that, this, because not many people can answer this in the affirmative. Have you ever read the California Constitution?
I've probably read all of it, sort of in combination. I can't say I've ever sat down and sort of read the document in one sitting, but I've certainly studied it, and as a matter of fact, have often made arguments about legislation proposed on the floor of the Assembly being unconstitutional under the California Constitution. Or to give you one example, do you remember when the California legislature hired Eric Holder,
yes,
former attorney general, as our so-called special counsel, $25,000 per month of, you know, your tax dollars, so that he could advise Kevin De Leon on things like the sanctuary states? I challenged that under the California Constitution as violating a provision that suggests that when the state already is paying people like our own attorney general and the 1,000 lawyers or so we have there to do a job, it's unconstitutional to go out and hire someone else to do the exact same work. So I sent a formal request for an opinion on the constitutionality to the attorney general, and after we followed up on that, the Assembly actually did sever its contract with Mr. Holder. So I think that it's a great question, and I've actually thought about introducing legislation, because, you know, when legislators come in, you have all these mandatory trainings, right, on various topics, ethics and so forth. I think there should be a training on the California Constitution and the United States Constitution, for that matter, that every legislator has to sit when they come in, because maybe then those documents wouldn't be so cavalierly ignored.
Yeah, I completely agree with you, and it's a fantastic notion. And in addition to that, Kevin De Leon made a statement on the floor once: "Don't worry about the Constitution. Pass any gun law you want." I mean, those kinds of things are ridiculous notions. They should be crimes. To make that statement is a violation of the oath of office that every state official takes, and they should be crimes. In addition to that, the fact that the governor of the state and most of its legislators are in violation with Title 8, Section 1324, harboring and shielding an illegal alien, they should be in jail. And what we're looking for is we're looking for a legislator who will stand outside and scream at those liars, cheats, and thieves every single day until people start to wake up and we start to turn this around and do something about it.
Yeah, I think Mark makes a really good point. You know, they're breaking the law. Not only are they breaking the law, but they're also breaking their oath to the United States Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 4, when it talks about that we have given the federal government the jurisdiction over naturalization of citizens. That's just the deal. And in Article 3, Section 1 of the California Constitution, it also says that the state of California recognizes the United States Constitution as the supreme law of the land, and we are an inseparable part. So I guess the frustration is, Kevin, is that they're breaking the law with Title 8, Code Section 1324. They're breaking the law. It's a felony. They violated both oaths, and we go to the Republicans, and we get the answer, well, I'm just one guy, you know, out of 80, or I'm just, you know, one guy, I'm one of the 11 senators out of 40. Well, I mean, how do we change? I mean, trying to fix California, is it fixable? And if it's fixable, in reality, how do we do that?
Well, anyone who tells you, oh, you can't look to me because I'm only one guy, you know.
We just had a guy say that.
You know, really shouldn't be in this business, because your whole point, the whole point of being a representative is to actually, as one person, fight for what your area wants out of their government. And so, we live in a majoritarian system for the most part, but there are ways that even as one representative, you can make an impact. I just gave you one example with the Eric Holder thing. I was the only person who had to do that. You know, I could submit this opinion to the Attorney General. It didn't take anyone else but me to actually raise the constitutional issue. I'll give you another example. I don't know if you remember in 2016, there was an initiative that passed called establishing the 72-hour rule. This was Prop 54. It says that every bill has to be available. At least 72 hours before a vote, which is a pretty low bar. But before, in the past, you know, they hash out these deals with special interests and ram the thing through while the paper is still warm from the printer. So this was at least a modicum of transparency, but sure enough, it proved too difficult for the Democrats to abide by, and the first year this went into effect, there were over 100 bills passed in violation of the 72-hour rule. So I stood up on the floor of the Assembly, called them out on it, said this violates the California Constitution, because that initiative actually put this rule into the California Constitution, and they did go ahead and pass the bills anyway, but then we went out and took our case to the public. We got basically all of the major editorial boards in the state to call out the Democrats. The San Jose Mercury News had a headline, "What part of 72 hours doesn't the California Assembly understand?" And we actually brought so much pressure to bear that they reversed course and called all of those bills back for a second vote in the Assembly, which had never happened in California history. So I think what people in the North State need is not someone who's going to make excuses and say, "Oh, I'm only one person. What am I supposed to do?" But someone who's actually going to stand up and fight.
Well, actually, a lot of it's going to be the team that we have. I mean, the real deal is that, you know, you're right about one person, you know, that you should never say that. And he should have never said that. But the point is that, you know, what you just said is a good example of what happens. You know, great. It was almost symbolic what you did. Right now, you know, I know, we all know, everybody knows they're doing whatever they want whenever they want to, and they're breaking the law. And, you know, even though that may have stopped, the 72-hour rule may have gone through there, I mean, are they still abiding by that? I mean, I would guess they probably aren't on every bill. But if you can hold on through the break, my friend, we've got to go to a break here real quick, our last one. So if you could hold on, maybe you can think about that. We can talk about that on the other side, because time has come.
For 51.
Settles in your soul, in your soul, in your soul.
Orchard Nutrition has received Best of the North State for the 13th year in a row. And since 1982, the Orchard Nutrition Center family has held a commitment to your family to bring you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. At Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Did you know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California? A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken, and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net and donate now to show your support.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit PaloCedroDentistry.com. at ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
In the North State, becoming best in the North State means a lot. And Orchard Nutrition has received best in the North State for the 13th year in a row. For Orchard Nutrition Center, it just comes naturally. A sincere thank you from everyone at Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
And we're back. We're going to cut the music short because we have some questions that we want to ask. Kevin, you're still there. You can hear me?
I'm still here, yeah.
Oh, okay, great. I just wanted to double-check with you. What do you hope to accomplish as a senator that you can't accomplish as assemblyman?
Well, I'd say first and foremost, this will be an opportunity to take more of a leadership role in shaping the future of my party, the Republican Party, which, as I said before, has not, I think, during my time in the Assembly, provided the people of California with a viable alternative to the ill-conceived, one-sided policies that we've gotten from the majority. And so at this point, I think that running to represent the North State and the first district in the state Senate is a great opportunity to do that. I also think on a lot of the issues that I've had some success working on in the Assembly, there's even more opportunity to take that to the next level in the Senate on issues related to housing, to the cost of living and education and public safety. So I'm certainly looking to continue the approach that I've taken so far in the Assembly of advancing good legislation, stopping bad legislation, and actually fighting to have more oversight of potentially wasteful or illegal actions, but to sort of take that to a broader scale on the Senate side.
Well, I think one of the things that, this is all fine and dandy, but the real deal is that there's one senator for every million people and one assemblyman for every 500,000. As Washington said, that 30,000 is liberty and 40,000 is tyranny. How in the world, without increasing the size of the representative body in the state of California, do we expect to do anything to where people can have their voices heard? If you're one in a million or one in 500,000, you're not going to have your voice heard. And that's been the real issue, and that's why we started Jefferson, and that's why we have 23 counties who've signed declarations. So my question to you is that why in the world, why haven't we and why don't we expand representation? Because we all know that representation is the silver bullet. If you don't have representation, you do not have anything. Nothing else matters. So why is it that we're having such resistance in trying to get more representation in the legislature in California?
Well, I mean, I 100% agree with you, and I think that's
okay.
Why.
Would you do a bill?
We're going to do something right now. Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you a bit more about that in a second. But I think that's why the state of Jefferson has been such a powerful movement, is that it's brought attention to this underlying structural issue of unfairness in representation and a lack of meaningful representation in California. I mean, California, the legislature might be the most unrepresentative body of any, republic in the country. As you said, the numbers, I think that's about a four times higher ratio than any other state. And one of the reasons I think I've had such a great relationship with the Jefferson community is I actually was looking at this issue. I'm a recovering attorney, and I wrote a paper in law school on this precise issue, how the California legislature needs to have more representatives because the ratio is too high as it is. So actually right now I am looking at legislation to try to take some steps to at least take a look at whether the ratio right now is the right one. And I think that anyone, you can take some...
The ratio right now is insane.
I'd like to get together a panel of fancy political scientists from universities and have them tell us, this is the right ratio in California. It makes perfect sense to have the exact same size of the legislative body, even as the population of the state has grown to 40 million. And the reason I think that there's so much resistance to this idea is that it's a lot easier for special interests to get their way when there are so few representatives. There's fewer people to talk to, and the voice of the people is muted, because when you represent 500,000 or a million people, just as by definition, each person has a lot less access to their representatives.
They have no access. We've had some of your comrades tell us, and we have it on the record, that they've told us they can't talk to their constituents because there's too many. I mean, really and truly, you know, it is the bottom line. And more and more and more people are talking about that. More states are talking about that. We've been talking to Nevada, New York, Pennsylvania, Oregon, Washington.
And we've been doing this for 5 years. We've been working on this for 5 years. We know that. You don't waste your time going to a university, number one, doing that, because you're just wasting your time, effort, energy, and money, and your frustration. And you're not going to accomplish anything, because you're going to get some windbag getting up there talking about the garbage that is garbage. So you want to go to the people, the grassroots level people, who are the constituents, who mean things, who pay the taxes, who do the voting, who work in the Jefferson Territory. Those are the places you want to go. You want to go to town halls. You want to talk to people, hear what they have to say, get feedback, give feedback, and be honest with them. That would be a revelation unbecoming to any California official that would be superior to anything else that's ever happened. So I encourage you to do that. Stay away from the universities. We all know what they are.
No, I believe me, I'm with you on that. I make that
that was tongue-in-cheek.
Underscore my point.
Right.
That
was tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah, exactly. How even those folks would have to agree with us. But,
even the conservative universities. I have a son who goes to a private Christian college here, or university here in the Jefferson Territory. Even there, they've infiltrated. And so they're, because he comes home and he says, look, Dad, what have I got to do with this? He's 21 years old. He's a senior. He's going to be graduating soon, and he's getting this garbage fed to him, and we're paying, you know, $27,000, $30,000, whatever it is a year for him to go to school there. And so why on earth would we do that and expect anything different? And then they're protected by tenure, so they can say and do whatever they want. So I just encourage you. I just don't want you to go throw your good money and time, effort, and energy after bad by going there and doing that. Just go to the people. That's where everything works. Go to the people.
Yeah, and the university issue and the censorship of conservative ideas that you see there, and the repressive nature of some of the speech codes that exist, is an issue that I actually put front and center when I was first elected. I'm the author of the Free Speech on Campus Act, and actually succeeded in passing a resolution calling on universities to actually step up and protect the First Amendment on college campuses.
Are they adhering to it?
Gary, can I ask one last question?
Yep.
And I'd like to Mr. Kiley to have his clothes and be uninterrupted. My question is this, and then I'm going to hang up and I'll listen on the air. Is there ever a point, or could you ever see a time when you realize that California is a failed state and you would introduce state-split legislation and help us form the 51st state? And I will take my answer on the air. You may be the guy. Don't weaken. Stay strong and be outspoken, because it's the only way we're ever going to change this. And
amen.
Thank you very much for coming on.
Amen.
Yeah, well, thank you for the question. Look, I'm not going to commit to any particular piece of legislation. What I will commit to is this issue of fairness in representation and trying to find a way to actually make some meaningful progress on it. And whether that involves trying to increase the number of folks
in the legislature. How can you not increase it? That's the point. How do you do it without increasing it? How do you do it without increasing it? How do you do one for a million and one for 500,000 without increasing it? That's my question.
So, yeah, exactly. You have to increase it in
right.
order to lower the ratio.
Right.
Yep, exactly.
Right.
Okay.
And there's nothing to stop that, by the way. There's, the case law that has sort of resulted in the lack of fairness in regional representation does not in any way limit the state's ability to rethink how many constituents each representative should have. That's fully within the power of the state or the people of the state through an initiative process to actually look at this and say, does it make sense to have a million people first for each state senator? But I'll tell you this, as long as that is the case, it's really important that the one person that the state of Jefferson gets is actually going to stand up and fight for these issues.
Right. Amen. Hey, now, real quick, Kevin, before we lose you, because we're hovering in on our hard break where we have to go, and can you give us a website where people can go to get information on you and to how to help you and to either contribute, donate, or support?
Yes, absolutely. So it's electkevinkiley.com, elect, E-L-C-T, and then just my name, Kevin Kiley. Kiley spelled K-I-L-E-Y, elect.
Kevin Kiley, KILEY.com.
Thank you, Kevin. We'll see you tomorrow night at 6 o'clock at 2570 South Bonnie View Road in Redding, California. It will be streamed live on Facebook worldwide.
All right. Thank you, Kevin.
See you tomorrow, Kevin. What you face, it's
time to start a brand new. From Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.